are God. There is no argument. From beginning to the end. Hallelujah. You are God all by yourself. Glory to God. Lord, we give you glory and praise this morning for who you are. Because you are God. And there is none holy as our God. There is none that can say with a straight out arm like you. There is none that can say and bring it to pass like you. We give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated. Awesome praise and worship praise team on here this morning. God bless you. You may be seated. Good morning and welcome everybody. And to those that may be watching later on, good afternoon or good evening, whatever time you may be watching. But for those of you who are here, good morning. Praise the Lord. You know, I hope you came to fellowship this morning with a purpose. You know, there should always be a purpose in our hearts when we come to fellowship. One purpose should be, well, you know, we come to fellowship with our Father along with other believers. Praise the Lord. But also, you come with expectation to not return empty-handed. You know, God's got to, you know, here to bless you. Praise the Lord. You got to come and receive the blessing. So we welcome everybody. We thank you for joining us. God bless you. I'm going to get into today's message right away. Praise the Lord. So I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the message. But most importantly, I want you to engage the message in the Spirit of the Lord. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, even as we are here to hear your word in this segment. I declare, Lord, that the entrance of your word will bring light into our hearts and it give understanding to everyone whose hearts are open before the Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. The power of your word today, let us feel it and experience it. In Jesus' name. And somebody says, amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. So, I want to share with us today the lesson. Today's lesson is entitled, God's Word Carries the Power to Create Change. That's right. God's Word carries the power to create change. So I'm going to be talking to you about that. First of all, let's determine who has the power to do anything to start with. So the first thing we want to do is read Psalm 62 and verse 11. Let's determine where this power actually lies. Well, according to Psalm 62, verse 11, say, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, the power belongs unto God. Amen. So we establish that right away, the power belongs unto God. Well, let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 11. Now, this is a prayer that acknowledges, you know, the power belongs to God. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. So we know that all power belongs unto God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Revelation 4 and verse 11. Praise God. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So we have established all power belongs to God. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12. Praise the Lord. There are these creatures around the throne and so forth, and they're always saying these wonderful things like amen, blessing, and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. If you agree with that, you can say amen. Amen. So we have established that all power belongs to our God. Well, next, in the days of his early ministry, Jesus actually made some declarations, and some other declarations were made about him. He said in Matthew, let's read chapter 28, and let's see some of the things, closing remarks that Jesus gave at the end there, relating to where the power is at, so. Matthew chapter 28, I want to read just a few verses to us of what Jesus said at the end there. In verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto his disciples again, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Well, he did not usurp it. He earned it. In Revelation chapter 5, you can see where he earned it. We saw the Father sitting on the throne, and he has this book. It's, you might call it the title deed. He's going to give it, for the person that inherits everything. So let the person, let him step up. Well, there's nobody that could step up. Come on now. The apostles, step up. They couldn't step up. Pastors, step up. They couldn't. Angels, they could not. Well, so John was crying. Finally, that was good news. Good news to John is, cry no more. Someone has been identified to grab all the inheritance. It was given to him, and the Father handed it over to him. He was called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but we know that he got it through being slain. The bloody lamb was what John actually saw, even though he was expecting to see the lion. But he got it nonetheless. And Jesus said that all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Also, in the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38, were recorded of him of one of the apostles, Luke, that wrote this thing. He said, we know how that Christ, was anointed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth was anointed by God with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So from the Father to Jesus, amen? Hello? And then now, what about from Jesus to his disciples and us? In the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, behold, I give you power. That's right. To tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, this is Jesus conferring this power that he already had upon us. The power over serpents, scorpions, demonic forces of any kind, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. Now, in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 29, we read how Jesus conferred again this power unto us. He said, "Behold, I appoint unto you a kingdom." Now, this is a kingdom of power. This is not, you know, some kind of kingdom that has no power. "Even as my Father has appointed me, appoint you that same kingdom." All right, so we've established all these things. Well, let's read again in John chapter 17, one of the closing prayers that Jesus made that was captured by John in verse 18. Let's read in John chapter 17, verse 18. "Even as thou," you know, from the beginning, Jesus said, "Father, I thank you because the hour has come. I have manifested your name unto them. Those whom you gave me," you know, they're here. "I've glorified your name and I've manifested them." Here he says, "that as thou hast sent me." Well, how did God send him? Well, we read in Acts 10:38 how God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. You might also read in the book of Luke, chapter 4, how Jesus went into the synagogue, and in verse 18, he found the place where it was written of him, you know, what we now call Isaiah chapter 61. He found that place, and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me," you know. So, he said those things, quoted it, and he, you know, closed the book, gave it back to the minister, and said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes and your ears." So, how God anointed him with Holy Ghost and power, and all these things that he had, and he said, "I confer the same thing unto you. As my Father has sent me," he prayed. "As thou hast sent me," he was praying to the Father in John 17. "As thou hast sent me, even so am I sending them." Well, God sent him with the Holy Ghost and power. Well, he's sending us also with the Holy Ghost and power. And furthermore, in John chapter 20, now this was his prayer in John 17, or praying to the Father for us. But in John 20 and verse 21, he wasn't praying. He was just saying it. You know, he said unto them, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." So, the Father bestowed power on him. He bestowed power on us. Well, you know, there you have it. You know, that's the story. So, well, let's see what this power can actually do. This first part of the lesson was just for me to establish the fact that that power belonged to God and that he gave it unto us. Well, let's see what he did with that power. Now, particularly, I want you to pay attention to the title of today's message, which says, "God's Word Carries the Power to Create Change." Well, let's see how God used that word to create change. And, well, because he, you know, imparted the same on Jesus, who also imparted the same to us, let's see if we can do the same. In the beginning, let's go back and see what God said. How God used his word to create change. Well, we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, this was a summary. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay, so that's the summary. Well, in verse 2, we read that, well, and the earth was without form and it was void. And actually, it's more like the earth became without form and was void. Something happened there. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Oh, Spirit of God doesn't like darkness. So the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. He did not like that darkness. He did not like all that chaos. And he's going to bring order out of that chaos. He's going to bring something. And so what did he do? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, what did he do? He said, let there be light. Now, see how God is using his word, you know. Let there be light, because he didn't like the darkness. And he didn't like the chaos. So let there be light, and there was light. Again, in Genesis chapter 6, let's see what he said again. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. I'm going through Genesis 1. All the verses that I'll call out are in the same chapter. Verse 6. And again, God said, let there be a firmament. Again, he's using his word. He already has something in mind. He has seen it. He has visualized this. Now he's going to use his word to create the change. Change out of the chaos. Change out of things that are out of order and without form that he didn't like. He's going to use his word to bring them together, create the change. You know, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters that are above from the waters beneath, and so forth. Then again, in verse 9, he said the same thing. Verse 9, he used his word again. He said, God said again, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And it was so in every one of these cases. Now, here's a good one here. You know, God was again bringing change. At this time, there was water everywhere. The ground was somewhere. The earth was somewhere, but it hadn't appeared yet. And God is going to use his word to create the change. Let it be so. Let the waters under the heaven gather together this way, gather together that way, and let the dry land appear. Now, I guarantee you, you know, Moses experienced this thing more than once. He experienced it here. The Lord showed it to him. He wrote these things. He also experienced it, you know, at the Red Sea. He said, well, let the waters be gathered together on this side. Let the waters be gathered together on that side. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. Also in verse 11 of Genesis 1, you know, God also said, you know, let the earth bring forth grass and herb, yielding seed and so forth. Each one of these cases, he used his word and it was so. Also in verse 14 and so on and so forth. Verse 14 is the last one I will read. But you get the picture. Can read it all, you know. God also said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven. Now, to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And it was so. And it is so even until this day. So every time we see that God said, let there be. Spoke something with his word to create a change in the situation that was present at the time. In the book of Psalms 33, we read in verses 6 and 9. In Psalm 33, verse 6, say, by the word of the Lord. Now, that's the word of the Lord. Were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth, by his word only. And in verse 9 he says, for the Lord spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. Can you say praise the Lord? Now this power is in his word, because it's by the word of the Lord that he did all these things. His power is in his word. Now, this word later on became flesh, according to John chapter 1 verse 14, and dwelt among us. and we beheld his glory. So Jesus was that word incarnate, and you know, he knew how to use the word because he was the word. So Jesus could say things also, just like the Father said, he could say things, because of course the Father would show him and he would say the same thing. He would just speak. In fact, one person understood it well enough. It was a centurion, a man that commanded soldiers. And one time he said to the Lord, well, you don't even need to come to my house. Just speak the word, because I understand how it works. I myself am a man of authority. When I say to one, go, he goes. When I say to another, come, he comes. So I understand how these things work. So you just say the word, and it will work. Praise the Lord. The man understood the power that was in the word of God when it came out of the mouth of Jesus like that. He understood it. Well, you know, let's read Hebrews 11 and 3 again to confirm that we know that all the worlds were framed by the word of God. See, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, there's something here, too, after that. Read the last part of it. So that things which are seen came out of things which were not seen. What this verse is saying. In other words, you know, the word of God created change. You know, the word of God created change. You can actually use the word of God to create change for something that is not seen. In other words, something that you've been waiting for, but it's not seen yet. Use the word of God to create change. For God, who commanded the light to shine in those days, you know, gave that power. The same power was embedded in Christ. Same power is in us today. And Jesus, you know, told us, you know, God, you know, he told us, have the kind of faith that God has. You know, you see how it works. You know, God will use his word, you know, and so forth. Have faith in God. Mark 11, 22. Actually, the way it is with God, I said that also, is not very accurate, you know. But what is accurate is God really doesn't need faith to do anything, because he already foresees everything. You know, and the Bible says faith is not faith when you see it. Hope is not hope when you have it. You already have it, but God already sees it. He can just call it out. Now, we need to develop ourselves to that same point. Right now, all we have is faith. God has his own foreknowledge. You see everything already happening. He can call it out. Well, we don't have that, but we have faith. And we can use the same faith to get the same effect that God can get out of his foreknowledge. By speaking God's word. The same word that God used to create all these things, we can speak the same word. I mean, in fact, Jesus was saying in Mark 11, 23, he said, look, I'm going to teach you how this thing works. Because what did he do? Well, he said something to a fig tree the day before. He came to the fig tree, he looked at it. The fig tree actually was, you know, had an appearance or had appearance of doing something. You know, the Bible says that it had leaves. Leaves were clustered together. You know, it looked as if it had something going, but it had nothing going. At least didn't have something going that the Lord wanted. Appearances alone are not good enough for God. He can see through all of that. You know, praise God. Praise God. In fact, you know, that tree had a name that it was alive, just like Revelation 3 and verse 1. You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. You know, that tree looked like it was living, but it was dead. Jesus saw it afar off. It had leaves. It looked like it had something going, but it had nothing. Well, of course, it wasn't time for figs yet. Jesus knew that, but nevertheless, because it had the appearance of, you know, leaves clustered together, maybe there might be fruit there. So he comes on there, he finds no fruit. So he says, well, fine, you're done. You are done. Nobody is going to eat of you again, because I came and I found no fruit. So, and he walked away. He didn't even look back. The disciples, though, were wondering, what in the world was that? How can he speak to a tree? Because the Bible says Jesus answered the tree. He looked at the tree. The tree did not have any fruit. Jesus answered the tree. He just spoke to the tree and said, well, because you didn't bring fruit, you're done. And he walked away. So the next day, Jesus purposely took the disciples to pass by that place again so that they could see it. And so when they passed by again, they saw that the tree had withered away. They said, Master, the tree that you cursed yesterday had withered away. Jesus wasn't impressed because he already knew it. You know, so he said, look, I'll tell you what. You can do the same thing. You can use the word of God to cause change. In this case, Jesus didn't like what the tree was not doing. So he said, you're done. Well, same thing. So this mountain that is here that's blocking your way, if you know how to use the word, you can actually move it. You can move it. Well, how do you move it? He said, well, you speak to the mountain.
Well, who ever heard of such a thing? How can you speak to a mountain?
Jesus said, well, speak to the mountain. If you speak to the mountain and you don't doubt what you said, but you believe that what you said will come to pass, Jesus said, you will have whatsoever you said. See, the reason it doesn't work, mostly, sometimes some of us don't know how to really use that word, or we doubt it, or this and that. But Jesus said, look, if you have the faith and you know how to use this thing, you can have the same effect like God, you know. Now, when God gives his word, what happens? In Psalm 68 and verse 11, we are told that the Lord gave his word. And then something happens when he gives the word. Great is the company of those that publish it. Well, nothing really happens in the kingdom of God unless there is an unction from the throne. Yeah. So when God said something, well, they move and they do it. Same thing for us. If we understand that we are functioning in the kingdom. God has already said something. He already said, I give you power. He said that already. And he walked away. That's it. That's what he does. Bless the food, put it in the hands of the disciples, and walked away. That's what he does. He said, I give you power, you know, to do these things. And he walks away. It's now left to you and me, you know, to see if we can make it happen, what Jesus is expecting, when he gave us that power, so that he will not be disappointed. One time, Jesus was, actually a few times, he was disappointed. But disappointed when they couldn't handle the storm. Jesus knew they could have spoken to the storm. So he went to sleep. But they didn't. They panicked. But another time, they couldn't cast out the devil. And Jesus said, how long am I going to be with you? I mean, I'm teaching you all these things. When are you going to get it? Use the word of God. It's not your word. It's the word of God. Why couldn't we cast it out? Well, because you are probably trying to cast it out by your own power. Because you have no faith. You just told them. Your unbelief. You know. So, how are we going to do it then? Well, do it the same way that Jesus did it. There are commandments that God has put in place. And he is waiting for something to happen. Psalm 103 verse 20. I love this verse. I say, quote it all the time. The Lord has given instructions to some powerful angels. Now, there are different categories among angels. There are some of them that excel in strength. But one angel one time said, there is none that holdeth with me in these things except Michael, your prince. Now, that was Gabriel. You know, he knew what he had. You know, so, but one time when Zacharias, who was to be the father of John the Baptist, he didn't believe. He said, I am Gabriel. You don't believe me? You know, this will happen. You know, so, some angels have this power, this strength, you know. And God has given them commandment. They have their orders. Their orders are very simple. It's right here. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments. In other words, whatever he has commanded you, that's what they do. God already commanded. You can't command angels. You can only command devils. You know, angels, God has given them commandment. Sometimes charge over you, keep you all your ways. Other times, ministering on your behalf. Other times, like this, hearkening to the voice of his word. They are waiting to hear what you will say. Now, when you say it, if you say what God already said, then God already instructed them. Now, hold on now. They said, how long, Lord? Let's go there. Fight for your children. God said, no, I've got principles. You know, God has principles how these things work. The angels are trying to figure it out. They don't understand all of it. You know, God said, well, here's the thing, though. When you hear her and him speak my word, then you go into action and say, ah, now we get it. So they are at attention, waiting. Now, when you now speak the word of God, you find out that that word has the power to create change. Because God already instructed the angels, when she speaks my word, go into action and bring it to pass. See to it, let it get done. So God already put that power, it's kind of latent. It's in there, in the word. The word is in your mouth, though. Huh? Romans chapter 10 says, you know, that word is in your mouth. Well, you've got to speak the word. You must speak it. Proverbs 18 and 20 says, there is power in the tongue. That power can kill, can make life. Well, you know, there is power in the word of God, and it carries the ability to cause change. That's what I want to strike into our hearts today. Not a deep message, very simple. But if you know how to walk it, now, it doesn't mean that when you say it right there and then, you will see it. But when you say it right there and then, the change is happening. Just like Jesus. No man will eat of you anymore. And he walks away. And the tree looks exactly the same. Nothing happening. The disciples are looking at it. You know, what does he mean by that? Nothing happened to the tree. Well, something did happen to the tree. The tree died at the root from the moment that Jesus said that. But it took some time before it withered away. And finally, when it withered away, the next day they said, oh. And Jesus said, yeah, don't worry about it. The way you do it, you speak my word. Hallelujah. So situations that you face, sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we're trying to use our faith. Faith is only valid when it is placed in the word of God. You can't just have faith in your faith. Well, I used to do that when I was a younger man than this. I thought I had a lot of faith. You know, I could believe God for anything. I can still believe God for anything. You know, but I used to think then that it was my faith. You know, because, hey, I believe God. You know, I believe God for everything. Got my faith. I can believe God. Later on in life, I found out it wasn't exactly my faith. My faith was good, and my faith was necessary. But it was my faith in the word of God. It wasn't just faith in itself. It's faith in the word of God. All I have to do is understand that his word already has the power. And if I know that the word of God has the power, I've shown you examples. I've shown how he does it, and I've shown how he transferred it down the line to us, then, you know, speak the word. Hallelujah. The word can create the needed and necessary change for you that you have been waiting for. Amen. The thing you have been waiting for. Now, God can speak directly to you, and that can come in many ways. During worship, private worship, corporate worship, God can speak directly to you. You know, you can read the word of God. The Holy Spirit guides you to something that he wants you to have. He can speak to you that way. You can be searching the scriptures on your own. The Holy Spirit can speak to you. You can also bring the prophetic word. That's right. The prophetic word can come from somebody to give you encouragement. He can speak to you like that. You know, or you can speak the prophetic word yourself. Praise the Lord. This is an area where people, you know, They think they can't do it. You know, people are in here and say, well, I'm not a prophet. So, did I say you have to be a prophet? I didn't say that. I say you can declare God's word prophetically. You know, prophetically means you visualize the thing. It hasn't come to pass yet, but you speak it. That's what makes it a prophetic word. The prophetic word has the power to create change. Hallelujah. When you hear a good word, there's a story in the first chapter of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, and then on to chapter 2. But this woman, who turned out later to be the mother of Samuel, she was barren. She couldn't have a child. She was worried. She would go into the house of God and so forth. But one day, the man of God, the priest, his name was Eli, spoke a word to her. He said, well, the Lord hear you, and the Lord grant you the petition of your heart. She latched on to that word, and it created change. Immediately, her countenance improved. She said, wow, my goodness. You know, she went home, and she began to eat. Before that, she wasn't eating. In fact, her husband begged her to eat. She said, no. The husband said, you know, I know you want a child, but am I not better than 10 sons? She said, no. You're not better than 10 sons. I want my own son. Because my adversary is, you know, shaming me all day long. So, but once she hears the prophetic word, you know, wherein the Bible says in Job chapter 22, when men are cast down, you do what? You say there's a lifting up. And then this man said to her, there's a lifting up. I know you are in your sorrow, but the Lord will give you peace. The Lord will give you an answer of peace. Go home, you know. And she took that word, and it created change. The word that she received created change in her. Hallelujah. Immediately, her demeanor changed. Read the whole story. I don't want to read it. I don't have time to read it. Her demeanor changed. She went home and started to eat, started to rejoice. Yeah, she hasn't seen it yet, but she believed the power of that spoken word. See, and that's all she needed. One time, you know, in Luke chapter 1, there was an angel called Gabriel sent from God. And he found a damsel who was a virgin. And he said, ah, young lady, you have found favor before God. I am here to enact Daniel chapter 7 and verse 14. The angel knew that word, you know. A virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth. So he says to Mary, well, the fulfillment of that prophecy has come, and you are the chosen one. And the woman says, me? What is that all about? She said, well, what's going to happen is you're going to conceive, because the prophet said so, and you're going to have a child. I'm going to have a child. How can I be? I don't even know a man. I said, don't worry about it. The power of the Most High overshadow you. And immediately she began to understand that word. And do you know, the Bible says that once she understood it, all she did was align herself with that word to create the change. Be it unto me, she said, according to thy word. And after she said that, angel said, my work here is done. Goes home. Just leaves. The moment she said, be it unto me, according to that word you spoke, the angel said, I'm done. And he just went, left, went away, went to his next assignment. And that moment, she became pregnant. Hello, somebody. The word became flesh in her at that moment. The power of that word created a change in that situation. Now, I can go on and tell you multiple cases in the Bible, but I don't want to take a whole lot of time because I want to do something else. But suffice to tell you today that there is power in God's word to create change for your situation. Well, let's repeat that for ourselves. You see, God's word carries the power to create change for my situation. Somebody say it. That's right. And it's not your word. It's not, you don't have to, you know, stare yourself up. You know, there were some people, Elijah was mocking them. He said, why don't you stare yourself up? Your God is a God after all. Well, he said, well, maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's on a journey. Maybe he's taking a nap. I don't know. Maybe it's his do not disturb time, you know? So come back later. Why don't you cry some more? He mocked them all day long. They cut themselves all day long. Nothing happened because nothing's going to happen. Because those were works of men's hands. But when the prophet comes upon the scene, you know, he knew he's already stood in the prayer. See, he wasn't doing anything that God didn't already show him. He said, the Lord before whom I stand. God already told him what he's going to do. So he comes there. Say, well, you know, they say, we're calling fire down today. Say, fire. If you say fire, fire and water don't mix. To make sure that the people know that this fire wasn't accidental. Maybe the weather was so dry, some rocks, you know, knocked against each other and caused a spark. Elijah said, dig drenches around the thing. Dig it again. Dig it again. Pour water. Pour water. Pour water. Soak the whole thing in water so that you will know that it wasn't some dry stones or some dry woods that caused the fire. The fire of God fell down from heaven. You know, it wasn't Elijah's word. He said it was God. Word before whom I stand. Now, he identified himself with God to the point where he can say, according to my word. But before he said, according to my word, he already said, before the Lord whom I stand. See, so that's it. You know, you can go in the name of the Lord Jesus against that situation, you know, and you can now speak the word of God, you know, and say it. Knowing that when God gives the word through your mouth, great is the company that's going to publish it. Angels are listening. They are watching. They are waiting for you to say it. All you got to do is say it. But when you say it, though, don't doubt it. Angels don't like it when you doubt the word of God. You know, say, well, you doubt my word, you'll be dumb until this child is born. They don't like that. So don't doubt the word of God. Just believe the Lord. Just say it. Now, situation may be illness. It may be a diagnosis. Doctors, medical science, and everything and so forth. Well, you know, great. But the word of God is greater. Amen. In the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9, this scripture says, if we receive the weakness of men. They give you a bill of bad health. You receive it. Most people do. They give you whatever. Say, you have this. You receive it. You don't have that. Amen. People say, I have COVID. You don't have COVID. Praise the Lord. I have cancer. You don't have cancer. Now, they may have diagnosed the situation as that, but what you should have and what you should be claiming is the word of God. Amen. Amen. You know, so you're going to use the word of God to believe God. That's what you're going to do. Praise God. And when you believe God, well, this is the way the word of God says it. You're going to find things like, I am the Lord that healeth thee, and all these things in the Bible, and you're going to use it for yourself, you know. But also you can find something like Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 24. This is important. I want you, though, every one of you, to start practicing this thing here. Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 24. If you can put it up for me. The inhabitants of the kingdom. Is anybody in the back to put that scripture up? Isaiah 33 and 24. Inhabitants, or you look at it in your Bible, you know, inhabitants of the land, of the kingdom of God, shall not say, I am sick. Hello? This is the way in the kingdom. Don't be saying you are sick. In fact, the Bible says, let the weak say what? What should the weak say? What should the sick say? I am healed. Don't say you are sick. You know, don't accept that thing they pronounce on you. You know, in fact, that's how witchcraft works. They pronounce certain things, but the Bible calls them tokens of the liars. But it has the power. Once you receive it, manipulate your life. Because you receive it. Well, the word of God doesn't manipulate, but the word of God has a power to change the situation. And so you speak the word. You say, well, I'm not going to say I am sick. but my sins are forgiven. I am well. I declare that the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. You declare good things for yourself. You use the word of God to create change. Romans chapter 4 verse 17 tells us that God uses his word to call things that are not. They're not there right now. But he uses that word to create the change that he wants. Hello? He may be seeing the situation, it's not like he likes it, but he used his word to create the change that he wants. And you need to be using the word of God to create the change that you want. First of all, Holy Spirit will show you that change that is coming. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 13, he said, and the Holy Spirit comes among many things. Well, he will remind you what I already said. That word is what you're going to use. But then he also show you things to come. See, we show you things to come. Wow. Things to come? Oh, yeah. God said to Abraham one time in Genesis chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. He said, come out here. I want to show you something. Verse 14. Skip verse 13. He said, come out here. I want to show you something. He said, I want you to visualize things. See it in your mind's eye. And if you can see it physically too. Well, he said, but I want you to look from the place where you are. Now, some of us can't look beyond where we are. We just can't look. I mean, it's like, my situation is this, my situation. God said, look from the place where you are. See more, speak more to get more by his word. The word of God can bring that change. Say, look eastward, look now. Right now, the situation may be like things that are not yet appearing, but you can use, if you desire it, Jesus said, what things soever you desire, as long as it's according to the word of God and you believe for it, well, then use the word of God to bring it into existence. It's the word of God. You keep declaring it. Say, look this way, look that way, look that way, look that way. All that you can see. When you see it, begin to declare it. Well, so one time the Lord showed him, said, come, I'm going to show you your children. You see all these? Can you took him out to the sand, and so forth. He said, can you number the sand? He said, no. So, well, come out here, look at the skies. Can you number those stars? He said, no. So, well, that's how your children will be. Hallelujah. So he said, well, what am I going to do then? And what the Lord said, well, I'm going to make you father of nations. I said, okay, fine. So he understood the fact that God said that word. So he started to speak that word. In fact, he spoke the word over himself. He changed his own name, because the Lord told him so. And he changed his name. He said, well, from now on, I will be the father of nations. Huh? You didn't have any child. How are you going to be the father of nations? Well, God said so. So I'm going to use his word. I'm going to change my name. I'm going to use the word of God to create change. The word of God said, I will do this, and I'm going to believe it. I'm going to declare it. And I'm going to keep speaking it. And every day for 25 years, and they call him Abraham, he didn't respond. My name is Abraham, I will be the father of nations. Now, you can use the word of God, and I guarantee you, God will stand behind it. God always stands behind his word. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 says, you know, from verse 10, you say, well, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts and all these things. You know, the heaven comes down. I mean, the rain comes from heaven and so forth. It doesn't go back there. You can read from verse 9 and 10. He said, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It cannot and will not return void. It will accomplish, in other words, it carries the power within itself, that word by itself. The word is already blessed. It's like God blessed the seed. He said, let every seed bring forth of his kind. And the spoken word of God is the original seed. God put a blessing in that word. That word will sustain itself. Just speak the word. The word will accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. It doesn't need any help. It has the ability to do its thing. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. The only thing that's blocking it, though, is waiting for you to speak it. Once you speak it and you believe it, it is going to come to pass. Say, my word shall not return unto me void. I want us to start practicing that. You know, be like God. Realize that the word of God that you spoke shall not return unto you void, because it is God's word that you spoke. And it's not returning void, because God said it. And when you speak it, it doesn't look like it. Jesus said, don't worry about it. You know, in the book of Mark chapter 4, he said, look, the kingdom of God is like a man that planted seed in the ground. Does he go and dig it up each night, go and pull it up and see whether it's growing? No, he goes to sleep. He doesn't know how the thing grows, but the seed has the power within itself to grow. The earth brings forth of its kind. By itself, because God blessed the earth and said, bring forth. When you receive seed, you bring forth. God already said it, and so it will be. And so the man goes to bed, he wakes up, goes to bed, and one day, he sees the thing is grown. And as soon as it's grown, he puts forth the sickle. That's right. But first, when the thing grows, first it's a blade. It's a little blade. Then an ear. Then the full corn. See, that's a process to it. So the day you begin to speak the word, it may not be the full-blown thing. It may be that little blade. Elijah, go check it out. I don't see anything. Go check it out again anyway. Many times, seven times, the man didn't see anything. So finally he said, I see something. But it's nothing bigger than the size of a man's fist. Elijah said, well, that's it. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it right there. That's what I've been waiting for. You know, the Lord already showed him torrential downpour. He already said, I see and I hear the sound of abundance of rain. But he was praying, he didn't see anything. God showed him, but he was praying, nothing was happening. But God already showed him. And because God already showed him, he stood on the strength of that word, said, it is going to happen. I'm going to keep believing. Well, in this case, he kept praying. Well, in your case, keep declaring the word of God. Hallelujah. Just declare the word of God. Your situation is going to change. That situation cannot withstand the word of God. There is no situation, because the Bible said that God has highly exalted the name of Jesus, giving him a name that's above every name. Well, Jesus is the word of God. In Revelation 19, you see, the Bible says he is called the word of God. They even wrote on his thigh, on his virtue, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's the Word of God. He has a name written on his chest. That's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. When you use that word, oh my goodness, your situation will change. Let's stand to our feet and let's use that word. Your situation will change, but you must use the word. The Word of God carries the to cause change. What is the change that you are looking for? We're going to declare it for ourselves today. Well, you say, but the The summer is past and we are not healed. Some people say that. Well, you know, I mean, I've been praying. It's now month 8 or whatever. You know, the Lord said this will happen at the beginning of the year. And now January went, every month went, July has gone. Now I'm in August. My situation is not changed. The summer is past and yet we are not healed. The Lord said, use my word in that situation. Use that word to bring to pass the change that you are looking for. Amen. Let me put it to you this way. The next chapter in your life, you're looking at it right now, is blank. God showed it to me. It's blank. God has seen the words, but you can't see it. You know, but you can fill in the blanks by the word of God. You use the word of God to fill in the blanks. This thing doesn't look like it is so now. You speak the word of God to it. Again, you speak the word of God to it. You do it enough times, you know, something is going to happen. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody here that believes God? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to do something. If you believe God, take a few steps and come out here and declare the word of God to change that situation. Let's do it. Just come. Don't use my word. Don't even use your word. Use the word of God. Speak to that situation. Whatever that situation is, you gotta speak to it. You know, and the Lord said, my word shall not return unto me void. It carries the power to create change. My people are not using it though. The angels of God are telling God, how long? You know, I said, no, there are principles. You gotta wait. You know, here are your orders though. The moment they begin to declare my word, then you go down there and you see to it. You make sure it comes to pass. But now, and those angels become happy when you declare the word of God. Become happy. See, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They're actually bored when you're not declaring the word of God. They're like folding their arms, waiting for something to happen. They have no action. I saw it one time. And then I saw some other ones fast moving, you know. Excited, agitated. I mean, not agitated, but walking. I said, why these ones? Well, the secret was these ones that are fold their arms, look like they are bored, they are the angels of some people that don't know how to use the word of God. These other ones, they're the angels of those people that are speaking the word. When you are speaking the word, they are going into action on your behalf. Has the Lord said that he has made them ministering spirits? That has sent forth to minister on your behalf. Now declare the word of God for your against your situation, you know, or through that situation. Sometimes it's against it, sometimes it's to it. Use the word of God. Begin to speak. Speak it to yourself. Never mind your neighbor. Just speak it. Speak the word of God to your situation to create the change that you need. Fill in the blanks. It looks like it's blank right now. Only to you, it's not blank to God. But when you speak the word of God, the pages begin to get written. Hallelujah. The pages are getting written. God is showing you how to use his word to create the change that you need in our life. Raise up your hands and declare the word of God for yourself. Father, I thank you for all your children. We are here. We are believing God. We are declaring the word of God. Not our word, not mine. Jesus said, not my will be done, but thine be done. And the Father has sent me not to do my own will, but his will. The Son can do nothing except what the Father shows him. You begin to take the word of God. What the word of God already said in the word of God. Like, you are not sick. Like, I am the Lord your healer. All those things. Begin to use it. Use the word of God to create the change that you need. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord said in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 28. As you have spoken in your mouth, in my ears, you have spoken with your mouth, in my ears. Everybody look up at the screen here. The Lord said unto them, as I live,
saith the Lord,
as ye have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you. So if you speak negative thing, well, that's your fault. But if you speak the word of God to create the change that you need, the Lord said, I will back it up. Whatever you speak, I will do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you because your children now understand this. Jesus said, have you understood this? And he said, yeah, Lord. Well, Lord, we understand. If you understand, say amen. Amen. That's why we declare that the word of God brings light and gives understanding. The understanding that you have right now, let it speak for you. Let that understanding rise in your heart. That you begin to use the word of God in every situation, especially where you need change. Chronic situations that have endured for a long time. Speak the word of God repeatedly unto it. It will change in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you. Praise team, you may come on up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when you go away from this place today, be sure that you continue to exercise these things. Amen. Hallelujah.